Refuge Worldwide.
Refuge Worldwide.
Refuge Worldwide.
If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bang bono, oh, mi lero reo. the hot, no water could cool them. Tomo bandagba, oh me lo malo. If you're a child, they grow, no water him go use. If water kill your child, no water you go use. Tomi back mama wa o, oh me no lo malo.
Lovely earthlings, This is Day Eve, but you can call me Audio Slut, and I will be your host for the next hour. This is the first ever show of Advice from a Comet, and we are happy to be here. And we are here to deliver you into other worlds. I am here to love you and to remind you that love is the abundant force of everything alive. Expect smooth tracks and even smoother poetry. And of course, Advice from a Comet. So stay tuned to grasp our celestial light. And remember, you can send your questions to our chat room at Refuge Worldwide. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So of all the world is burning, we're going to keep it cute. And we're going to play songs that remind you that love is sweet and key to fighting oppressive. Can I say it again? Oppressive regimes. Can we get that again? I want to hear that again. Love is key and sweet, and it is key to fighting oppressive regimes. Loving yourself is good for the soul, but loving each other is how we get home, folks. A space where we all feel space and feel safe to grow. So with that said, let's get intergalactic with the ditty.
Ooh, lightning all over night. interstellar drive. You're my addiction, baby, I can't get enough. The more I think of you, the more I fall in love. Caught in the solid free falling from up above. From up above, yeah. Interstellar ride. Still seeing glimpses of you when I close my eyes. Can't shake the feeling that you're always on my mind. Forward and backward, tripping in and out of time. We're out of time, time to go down, down. Time to go down, down. Time to go down, down. Time to go down.
Interstellar, interstellar, interstellar love.
Nervous. But that was the Diddies with their timeless track Intergalactic Love Song, released in 1977, and Alex Isley with their banger Interstellar. And I've got some emotional support here in the studio because that's what you need. That is what you need. And we're going to be hearing their voice later. But right now we're going to get back onto my favorite subject, love. Can we say that again? Can you say it for me, actually, wherever you are? Can you just be like, love? I would actually really love that right now. Love. Oh, to hear you. It feels so good to hear you. Do you know it lives in your bones? Do you know it will never die? Do you know it's present in all life? Do you know it blooms and makes delicious fruit that you can share? And I mean, don't be scarce with love. I know some of y'all be out on here in these streets, and I know some of y'all didn't even say love. Because as Mother Toni Morrison said, love ain't no better than the lover. So be abundant with it, because people got many opinions, but they don't have enough love. So whether it's your cousin, brother, mother, non-binary lover, or your trans sister, share it, baby. I need you to share it. I need you to share it like butter. It's like butter, baby. It's like butter. I need you to share it like the sun glows. And I promise you'll be better for it. And I swear to it. I swear to it. And if I'm lying, then baby, come looking for me. Come looking for me. You know exactly where I am. This is a live show happening at Refuge Worldwide. So I ain't hiding. I'm on your airwaves letting you know that I want you. And I want you in the right way. But baby, I want you to want me too. So with that said, you know what it's going to be. It's going to be some Marvin.
Thank you.
Yellow. You know I could not come up on here and not play some Marvin Gaye. And that was Marvin Gaye, I Want You, Marvin's Mood. So the moment you've been waiting for is here. It's advice from a comet. And I know you're wondering, what is this? What is this? This is the segment on the show where you get advice from your local celestial being. Since it's our first show, we ask some loved ones for some questions, queries, and general heartaches that they've been experiencing. And if we were unsure that the world is burning, then these questions show that the kids are suffering. I know y'all going through it. And you're not alone. You're definitely not alone. So I'm going to hand it over to Dream. And I know you're like, if you don't know me, if you don't know my work, if you don't know what kind of being I am, you need to know I'm a shape-shifting, time-traveling trickster. And although the voice may be the same, trust me, baby, this is Dream. This is a whole other deity. And they want to hear your questions, and they are not from Earth. And sometimes they visit my body, and sometimes they help me with some real deep shit. So this first question comes from a person who would prefer not to be named, and they asked to the ones you love. Ooh, when do you stop being beautiful to the ones you love? First off, sweet bee, you are always beautiful to me. But I think that love requires taking care and being present and never taking love for granted. And for someone who has been taken for granted and have learned to walk away from such scenarios, you've got to be present and you've got to pay attention to the one you are loving. Let me say that again for the ones in the back, because I know some of you are like half-ass lovers. Never take love for granted. It's easy to make people stationary, and it's easy to make people into something that you feel like you can move and fix and slot into your life. But love requires all of you. And that beauty is beautiful. That beauty is beautiful. And it's never stationary. And I want you to hold this in your mind, that beauty is a movement. Sometimes you gotta like remember the sunset. Like the sunset is this burning form of change, and that beauty is always true. And if you stop being beautiful to someone, I think it's when you stop realizing that love is the only thing you got and love is the only thing you be needing. And sometimes you be treating people like a fool, but you gotta remember that you love for granted. Never think that that love's gonna be there tomorrow, because sometimes, especially in a burning world, things be changing up. I don't even know if I can swear on this line, but... things be changing up, and you can add all of the words that you wanted to after that. But that's really it. So, and they asked, what does it mean for you to heal? And I'm going to let you know right now, Denise. As a celestial being, I don't really exist in those paradigms. Or what it means to be, or what I think you mean, is very different to me. Does that make sense? I'm going to let you know what it means to heal in existence with Day Eve. You provide a love very, very sweet. And in order to heal, you got to reveal. In order to heal, you got to reveal. Can we say that together, please? In order to heal, you got to reveal. We were told that we shouldn't share some things about ourselves. But I believe that Bell Hooks said it best. Love does not happen in isolation. It happens in communion. So we got to let go of that fear. Can we say it? We got to let go of that fear, because I know some of y'all be afraid. And I know some of y'all be afraid of changing. Like it ain't the whole thing about the whole day. Like it ain't the only thing that you be doing every single day. Changing. You just be afraid of it. And I know we have that love, and we know we all love that bit. That small word, that small thing called control. But a big part of healing is knowing what you can control. Learning to breathe with that. Learning to understand what lives in your skin is essential to healing. the realness. Like, so many of us hold stories, and I just want to ask you, like, what stories do you hold? We all got goals, but not all goals need a permanent home. Like, some of y'all be carrying stuff that you don't need to be carrying. Some of the stories you inherited are straight up not yours. Can we say that again? Some of the stories you inherited are straight up not yours, and you need to let it go. Like, if there was ever a time to let this stuff go, it is right now, right here, as you are listening to yourself, listening to me. So knowing when and what to let go of, so you can take full-time residence in your heart, because this is a whole show about love. And if we didn't talk about it, baby, you got to be living in your heart. You got to be living in your heart. And I know it's hard because we live in a world that does not give a lot of space for the heart. But how much does the world know? Because low-key, these numerous genocides going on right now. So this is a world that doesn't know what love is. This is a world that doesn't know what love is. And this is hard. And it's hard to be trying to move on. And it's hard that some of the stories that we're claiming and sheltering inside of ourselves, you know, I just feel like we all deserve freedom and liberation from all of the pains. And we all deserve liberation. And like I said at the top of this show, if you're just tuning in, I'm going to repeat it again. Healing is about making home in this world and allowing home and possibility for all beings on this strange ass planet. It means letting us shine bright, and it means living our fullest and abundant life. And it means that everyone deserves that. Everyone deserves that. And thin love ain't no type of love. Thin love ain't no type of love. Don't be loving people with that. Like, I've run out of hand cream and now I'm just like using the corners of my hands. Like, I need you to be loving, real time loving. You know what I mean? I want you to be taking journeys into the deepest depths, and I want you to feel that thrill of being real and knowing that I still don't know if I can swear on this show. Some motherfuckers, they will never climb that mountain. Like, some people will never climb that mountain. And some people will shout their FUs off their tiny ass petty hill. There will be people who will be shouting FU on their tiny ass petty hill. But baby, you're climbing mountains. Healing is going to upset some folks. Like, not everyone's going to be happy with you choosing yourself. But that's because we live in a traumatized world. But I want you to remember, if you stay true, there's always going to be many folks that want to be many beautiful ways of ugly with you. There's always going to be many folks that want to feel you. So that was our first ever segment of Advice from a Comet, and that was Dream. And if for the next show you want to forward your questions to Dream, there we are anticipating. You can follow us at IG Comet, spelt with a K, K-O-M-E-T _ dreams. And you can drop us a DM and you can follow us to stay tuned to our intergalactic algorithm of possibility. And if you are unsure, you just gotta stay tuned, baby, because I can't explain what is the expression of all of the things that I cannot name. So you know what time it is. It's time for some Betty Carter, and it's time for me to say, open up that door.
Open the door, dear. I must get in your heart. You're making it hard to be true. So please. Try to avoid me. so easy. Torture me like this. Can't you see? I've got love, plenty love to give to you. I've got love.
We got another question for Comet. We got another question for Dream. And it's kind of sweet, very low-key. Someone asked us how we're doing, which, how does it feel like Dream on planet Earth right now? Baby, it feels hard. It is hard to be a dreamer out here on these streets, especially in Berlin. I swear down. Swear down. I don't know if these people really know what a dream is. I'm like, can you crack a smile? Like, I'm from England, so we be way too polite, but I miss the politeness sometimes. I feel like how I'm doing is I'm real scared. I'm real scared of so many things that I can't really describe. I'm scared for all of my siblings because I feel the weight on our necks. I feel the struggle. I feel us trying to remember each breath. I see how we gather together and how we remember to breathe together. So how I'm doing is I'm still here. And if there's something about dream and if there's something about day Eve, take our hope. Like, we stay hopeful and we stay loving because without it, I don't know if we would remember or recognize ourselves. And that comes from a very difficult life. You know, I was reading that liberation, you really need to understand what suffering is. And I truly believe right now that we really, whether or not you want to admit it, I know you're going through it. Like, there's only so much you can pretend that this is okay. And if you want to pretend it's okay, then baby, you need therapy. Like, I can only be real with you. Like, I'm really, and I'm not even from this planet. I could tell you that once, twice, and tomorrow. Like, but how I'm doing is I'm trying to remember all of the things that remind me why we came and why we stay here on this planet. And like, even in this studio right now, like, I got my kin, like, you know, like, the family is abundant, the life is abundant. And I just want y'all to remember that. Like, I want you to try and be around good people. I want you to try and remember that you're beautiful, because how I'm doing is how good you're doing, because my liberation and your liberation is tied up together. So when you forget that, when you believe the capitalist shit, I don't know why I feel like I can't swear. I don't know why I feel like I'm in secondary school. I went to Catholic school, so you know what it is. My body remembers all of these things, but you need to remember that we are tied up together. And I don't want you to believe this capitalist shit, which makes you believe that you can somehow, like, not get your hands dirty in this disgusting-ass, repulsive, fear-filled world. And I'm a dream, and I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it on the streets. I feel it on the U-Bahn. Like, the U8 be killer sometimes, you know? So I just want, and I'm so grateful that someone asks me how I am, because as much as this was meant to be a whole new episode, this was meant to be about reminding, we got to it anyway, about how the world's burning. But it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so I wanted to be sweet and I wanted to let you know that love is still true. And love ain't no simple, basic ass bitch. Like, love is a fighter. Love is the one thing you need in your pocket. If you don't have love in your pocket, then baby, I feel sorry for you, because I know that you have hard nights. So with all of that said, you know. I know you know what song's coming up next. I know you know what song is coming up next. So let's get on it.
To me, oh baby, and love, love, your love, tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face. supposed to die. Cause I'm not trying to mislead you. Believe me, girl, I really need you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your sweet face. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what
That was Love, Love, Love by the one and only Donny Haraway. Oh. And before I got on, it was Open the Door by Betty Carter and Sly and the Family Stone, If You Want Me to Stay. And we're coming to the end of the show, folks. And if you want to follow me, or at least the body in which I inhabit on this planet Earth, you can do that at audioslut_garden. But remember, send your questions to comet_dreams, because AudioSlut, and they got another thing going. And that other thing is this Friday. We have an event with some beautiful, beautiful people. And I want you to just hold a minute, because the name in itself is letting you know what you need to be knowing. It is Whimsical Mystical Musical. Can I say that again? Whimsical Mystical Musical. And it features me and the beautiful Marb, who's also in the studio, who's just waving. And the amazing Christian, also down. Yo.
Hey, yo.
Hello. These beautiful folks will be on the live sound design, which will be, it's going to be popping, like, really talks. And let me not forget the one and only Savannah Nichelle Morgan. If you don't know, you need to be knowing. They got a single out, Outlaw. Be following them. You guys got some stuff to say before we...
If you are a whimsical nigga, this is...
This is for you, folks.
This is for you, folks.
This is for you. This is for the intergalactic dreamers. It's an interactive live storytelling event with live sound. Like, really, I feel like, Mom, say it again. Say it for the people in the back.
It's for the whimsical niggas. Like, we're getting whimsical. We're taking it to a different level of creativity. And we're, you know, we're taking a lighthearted vibe, trying to create an experience.
So, you know, you're going to be flowing and moving with us. And I know this is radio and I know we sound beautiful, but also, so you also know, we are also deeply melanated and it's going to be magical. So you better follow us to get the deets and the location, because it's secret. So it was an honor to be with you folks. And before we go, we want to say stay beautiful and remember that life is sweet when you have friends that help you grow and dream. So hello. Let's give you a good Tuesday. And love is sweet like strawberries.
Soft like tears are crying, wine and spices interlaced. Love's got a fresh strawberry taste. And when the peddler cries strawberries,
my love in the marketplace. My heart stopped when I saw your face. The very man cried, "Won't you try this?" We looked, we met, we stole a kiss.
Thank you.